Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting. The first order of business for this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
No, Mr.
Secretary.
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as circulated and revised.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated and revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting of August the 2nd.
Everybody read them?
Yeah.
Motion approved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening. And in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted as follows. All persons in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant is asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or for a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. And please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate party. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken, and in addition, those items are considered after the new public hearings, which may be late in the evening. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And in addition, these proceedings are live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn that off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrow. First case, please.
Case number 10668, Clear Channel Outdoor Incorporated. West of U.S. 13, 2,675 feet north of Road 545, requesting a special use exception to replace a billboard.
We'll start up here, please. We need your name and address.
Betsy Cottingham, 808 North Salisbury Boulevard, Salisbury, Maryland, 21801.
All right, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. We would like to apply to rebuild an existing billboard that is on the property of Diane and Richard Datesman. And if I may, I'll distribute pictures of the existing sign.
Okay. Thank you.
The billboard will not affect the essential character of the neighborhood, and it enables reasonable use of the property. The sign will be no larger than the existing sign and will not be as tall as the existing sign.
Did you say not as tall or as tall?
Not as tall.
This going to be a monopole?
No, sir. It'll be a wooden poles.
It's going to be a wooden structure. Okay.
The application says something about it being an unsafe structure. Is that the case?
Yes.
Is that just a simple, is it rotting over time?
It's yes.
Just old?
How long has the billboard been there?
We acquired the structure from Langford Brothers 10 years ago, and it had been there quite some time then, so honestly, I don't know how old it is.
So you're not changing anything, you're just going back to the same?
Yes, sir.
Footprints and everything?
Right.
Okay.
And you will meet all the setbacks plus the 300 feet?
Yes.
Between the churches and then the... Any other sign?
Right. There is a building behind the sign, but the property is zoned commercial, and it's an office building. It's not a residence.
Okay.
Got to tell you, I have some concerns about the practices of your company. We recently heard some testimony, some billboards that you leased, your company leased, further south, and when your lease ran out, you went and cut the billboards down and left them lay.
We left them lay because the gentleman, the owner, Mr. Hertrick, told us if we trespassed, he would put us in jail.
What was the purpose of going and cutting them down?
Well, we told him, he said he did not wish to renew the billboards, and mm-hmm. we said we would remove them, and we were going to remove them. Mm. So once we started removing them, then he told us to get off his property and that we were trespassing.
I see.
So cutting them down and is a normal procedure to remove one?
Yes, sir. We cut them down, then pull the poles out of the ground.
Okay.
So they're still laying there?
Yes, sir. He wouldn't let us back on the property.
Is there any particular reason, Mrs. Cottingham, that you wouldn't go back with a monopole at this location?
Just because of the cost.
This is the old sign?
Yes, sir.
So you're going back to what, three poles instead of four?
Yes.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Do you wish to speak, sir? You can just sit down right up front there, ma'am, if you would like the gentleman's done. Sir?
Sir, you want to come on forward here?
Sir, you need to... Come over there, please, first. Thank you.
Need your name and address.
go ahead.
Richard and Diane Dave Smith, Blue Heron Drive in Seaford.
Okay, do you both swear or affirm the testimony you give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
We do.
Okay. All yours.
Well, we would just like to say it would be an improvement to our property if you did allow this to happen, because as you see, we try to keep our property looking the best we possibly can, mm-hmm. and the sign certainly is not an advantage right now, and we would certainly like to have the improvement.
Okay.
We're very happy with Clear Channel.
Okay.
I agree.
All right.
Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Any questions from members of the board? No, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, you come back up. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's obvious that the existing use of a billboard hasn't substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property, so I make a motion. We approve case number 10,668.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,668. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you.